This is, yeah. Het is microfoon voor Mago. Mago gaat zingen. Je mag niet zingen. Je mag niet zingen.
Moet ik
je mag
zingen?
Niet zingen. Nee, maar als je de microfoon nodig hebt, dan...
Ja?
Ja, is goed.
Maar ze kennen elkaar al, hè? En de leerlingen die geen gast hebben, ja, dat mixt prima. Dat gaat vanzelf. Dus dat, ja, dat gaat heel goed. Ja, en nu net fietsen, dat ging eigenlijk ook best wel goed. Dus het is allemaal nieuw, maar dat gaat... Ja, het loopt
toch wel. Ja, toe gaan rijden.
Ja, precies. Een aantal van die Hongaarse leerlingen, die kunnen prima fietsen. Die gaan ook op de fietsenschool daar. Maar een aantal doen het niet zo vaak. Dus het tempo ligt niet zo hoog, maar dat geeft niet. We hebben onze tieners, die hebben de fiets ook niet zo hard.
Nee. Ik heb een keer met leerlingen naar... Waterleiding daar op fiets, dus veldwerk biologie.
Ja.
Daar de fietsen vanuit Hoofddorp, het valt zijn 9 kilometer, 2,5 uur fietsen.
Ja. Nee.
Nou, ik denk 3 kwartier. Soms bijna een uur. Ja. Dan reed je met 30 van die smiddelige piepertjes en dan was de veiligstop ligt weer ophopen en dan weer anders dan 30.
Ja.
Zeg. Dat doet het niet, ouwe.
Hallo. Stilte. Hallo.
Ja, Colin.
Ja, ik wil graag discussiëren over de zaak hier.
Oh,
Luikie.
Hey. Joden.
Jezus. Wauw. Wat doe je nou?
Lorenzo, dat is...
Ja, dit onderwijs hier is best wel slecht, hè?
Diego.
Hallo.
Dat is geen acceptabel gedrag, Lorenzo.
Joden.
Wat is het probleem, Ali?
Wat jij zei, is het probleem.
Jij is een probleem, Joe.
Je waait.
Wat, hè?
Wat jij wil doen?
Toch. Je waait toch. Iedereen waait. Chris! Chris! Chris!
Lorenzo, zo praat je toch niet?
Chris!
Diego! Zou jij ook graag willen mededelen?
Hallo jongens!
Hey!
Hij doet het!
Zijn we gewoon op tv? Hey,
Chris!
Doen jullie allemaal alsjeblieft even je de knoppen uit, graag.
Ah,
okay. De microfoons. Straks krijgen jullie volop de gelegenheid. En dan hoop ik dat er net zoveel mensen zijn die meedoen als nu. Doe ook even de microfoon. Als het lampje uit is, gaat hij uit.
Ik zie mezelf uit, dat is goed.
Oké, Abi.
Doe je hem uit, alsjeblieft?
Lekker pauw.
Jij ook?
Oh, sorry.
Straks mag je, echt. Je krijgt volop de gelegenheid. Goedemiddag, van harte welkom. In de raadzaal, ik ga eerst heel even in het Nederlands. In de raadzaal van de gemeente Haarlemmermeer. Burgemeester Weterings zal jullie echt welkom heten. Doe je het knopje uit, alsjeblieft. Doe jij je knopje ook even uit? De microfoon, hier.
Oh, sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. you can use the mics later, because we are going to have a role play. But first, our mayor of Haarlemmermeer will welcome you here in this town hall of the City Council of Haarlemmermeer.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, dear students, members of the City Council, members of the press. I'm very pleased that once again I can meet a delegation of the students of the Bethlen Gaber Gymnasium of Het Museum Wazerij. And I thank the Katholieke Scholengemeenschap Hoofddorp for their active role in keeping a close tie with the gymnasium. It's important that the youth maintain friendly relations in Europe. I wish you a very warm welcome in our City Hall, and especially here in our City Council room. First, I will tell you something about this room and about our beautiful Haarlemmermeer. Let me point out a few special features of this room. You see over there the bust of our head of state, Her Majesty Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. She is our head of state since 1980. Every council room in the Netherlands features an image, generally a statue, a painting, or a picture of our present head of state. Next, I would like to point out, and you'll be surprised, the beautiful colored blue floor. As you know, you came up the stairs entering this room on the first floor. Well, the blue color symbolizes the sea level. Yes, the sea level for the people from abroad here. Without dikes or dunes protecting our country, seawater would be at exact the level of this floor. The yellow color over there points out the color of grain, which is very important in our agricultural history of Haarlemmermeer. The growing of the grain was very important for the welfare which our community could receive. This year, in 2012, it's exactly 160 years ago that the former Lake Haarlem became the polder of Haarlemmermeer. In 1852, the water became land with very fertile soil. Lake Haarlem was a huge lake between the cities of Amsterdam, Haarlem and Leiden. The menacing water of the lake threatened these cities, and therefore it was decided to turn it into our large polder. And to conclude this tour of symbolism, When leaving the room of the City Hall at the end of this meeting, please look at the carvings of the woodwork at the glass doors. These carvings are the representations of human activity in our community after the water became land. And as you can see there, these are very different activities, such as, of course, agriculture, but also ships, trains and planes, and windmills, horses and pumping stations, Haarlemmermeer, where we now live and work, and where, with some sort of irony of history, instead of the vessels that once cruised here, it was decided to build one of the largest European airports, Amsterdam Airport Schiphol, the international gateway to Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, dear students, Haarlemmermeer, here in the heart of Holland, is a very important economic part of our country. With 145,000 inhabitants in 26 towns and villages, and with 115,000 jobs, of which more than 60,000 on the airport. A very exciting and diverse community where our inhabitants can live, work and relax in a nice way. This week you can see quite a lot of all of this, and as our Vice Mayor and Alderman for Education, John Nedersticht, told you yesterday at the Katholieke Scholengemeenschap. I wish you a lot of fun, and I hope that you learn much about our beautiful Haarlemmermeer and of the Netherlands in general. Now I would like to introduce to you Mr. John van der Rey, the Government Registrar. He will speak to you and with you about democracy in the Netherlands and in our local community. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Mayor Weterings. Also on my behalf, a warm welcome here in the Council Chamber of Haarlemmermeer. My name is John van der Rey. I'm the Government Registrar of the Council of Haarlemmermeer, and I was asked to talk to you about the local council and the political organization of Haarlemmermeer. I will do that briefly, because it's much nicer for you to do something together in this coming hour, like having a proper political debate, as if you yourself were local councillors. Debating is what we do in this chamber, not only in local politics, but we are also here the proud organizers of the Haarlemmermeer School of Debating Tournament, unique in the Netherlands because it's the only tournament organized and judged by a local council. So we would like to invite you to debate with us in this room, of which our mayor, Mr. Weterings, already explained the symbols. This is the place where every 2 weeks our local council has its meetings. Now, what is a short and proper way to define politics? I don't know whether you ever thought about it. We tried, and the best thing that we could come up with was politics is the fastest way to piss off anybody and make enemies. Because you're supposed to have an opinion and talk about it with other people who have another opinion. The political organization of the Netherlands basically has three levels. A national level, the government in The Hague. A regional level, the 12 so-called provinces, like our own province of Noord-Holland. And on the third level, locally, the 415 communities that exist throughout the Netherlands. In size, Haarlemmermeer is number 17 of these 415 cities and towns, of which Amsterdam, that you all know, is of course the number one. Haarlemmermeer's local city council has 39 councillors. Councillors are elected every 4 years in free elections by all inhabitants of 18 years and older. The latest local elections took place in 2010, and at present our councillors represent 11 political parties. Six of these parties are nationally organized, with national representation in the Hague Parliament, and five of them are local parties, so only known in the Haarlemmermeer. The City Council is like the local parliament. The Council is the political representation of the people of Haarlemmermeer, and the Council decides on the general policy of the community. And the Council elects and controls the local government, the five aldermen. They make proposals with their staff and carry out the decisions of the Council. Our local government consists of five aldermen, and you've already met one yesterday, John Nedersticht. Like the cabinet ministers in The Hague, these aldermen do not vote in the council meetings. They are seated on that bench. Yes, the six of you. And again, they do not have a vote in the final votes of the city council. The mayor has a special position. The mayor is the chairman of the local council, but at the same time is the chairman of the local government. The mayor does not vote in the council, but he does have a vote in the meeting of aldermen. Because of this special position, the mayor is appointed by the queen after a nomination by the local council. One of the other reasons for the special way of appointment is that the mayor has several special and important responsibilities. He's the caretaker of democratic procedures, and he is also responsible for important affairs as public order and safety. Of course, his actions are controlled democratically here in this chamber by the local council. In most Dutch local councils, political differences do not lead to immobility or indecision. Regularly, local and public interests bring all parties together in making a common decision, and that common decision is regularly common sense. But not always. As I said earlier, politics is an excellent way to piss off other people and make enemies. The local council is supported by the Raadschriffie, the registry or secretariat of which I am the chief officer. The registry organizes these council meetings, sees the procedures and supervises documents for the council, and advises, when asked, the members of the local council. Our slogan is support the local council and support the local democracy. And I'm very happy to do this interesting job together with my small team. Together with the local council, we also try to stimulate knowledge of our democracy and local politics. Our meetings are public, and people can attend the meetings from the public gallery. They are broadcasted live on the internet, as it is now. If you have the opportunity to give a quick phone call or text message to your parents, wherever they are, and tip them that they should go to www.haarlemmermeer.com and look up the word R-A-A-D, Raad, then you should be able to tell them that they can wave at you and you can wave back. Anyway, we also have an active free press that writes a lot about what happens in this chamber. In Haarlemmermeer, we are in the lucky position of having one daily and no less than three weekly papers. So, that is, in short and quick, local politics for you. Local politics here in Haarlemmermeer, with all that press around and with all that live internet around. By the way, press, did you all see the newspaper this morning? You were in it. And the good thing is, if your parents haven't seen it, they can look it back at the internet. There you go. Right. The thing is local democracy. People want to know which paper. It's Haarlem's Dagblad. And then the Katern on the inside, Haarlemmermeer. So it's the local daily newspaper. Any questions so far? Or did we do it in such a roller coaster tempo that you haven't had a clue what we were on about? You agree? Well, the good thing is, practice makes perfect. So we're going to practice with you guys. All the students in the first two rows here, in the circle, will see a little piece of paper with a certain color. It's either white, green, yellow, right, there you go. Now that means that you are part of that political party, the green party, the red party, the blue party, the yellow party, the white party. We'll have five groups. The people on the outside ring, we will ask to join with all the parties. You will all have a say. Here present, if I may, thank you. Here present, we have three members who are part of the City Council, and I would like to ask them to just stand up, so make yourself known. And so that you can see, we have three members of the City Council here present who will help you. Who will help you to do this game with us, this role play. Okay, here we have it. This group, that's the group of aldermen. And I wish you all the success, because in a proper democracy, you will need it. Then, may I have one? Then, please listen to me while I explain the situation to you guys. The city government proposes to the council to close the four streets in the center of the city for all cars and other vehicles. The first reason for this is that the government wants to improve shopping conditions for the public, since most people come on foot or by bike. A second reason for this is that the city wants to improve the living conditions in the center of the city. Traffic will only be allowed to deliver goods to the shops in the streets from 7 till 11 in the morning. The city government is formed by a coalition of the Red and the Blue Party. Together they hold 20 seats. The opposition is formed by the White Party, the Green Party, and the Yellow Party. Together they hold 19 seats. If you want to, we will start this debate after what we call the deliberations. We will start the debate with amendments. If you want to, your party can propose to change this idea of the city government. Every party will have a sheet on which the situation is explained again. So you can read what it is, and if you want to, you can change it. This is how we do it. The first round will take 15 minutes, then we'll have a break. And in those 15 minutes, every party is allowed to tell what you think about this proposition from the city government. And if you want to change it, you can tell it as well. We have five groups, so you have 3 minutes each. Then you'll have a break, and you'll have to explain to each other what you think amongst each other in your own party, what you think of the other parties. And then you'll have to have an opinion on the first round. So that's the second round. After the second round, we'll have another break, and you can decide how you want to vote on the proposition and how you want to vote on maybe changes of amendments people will have made. Each group will have to elect one spokesperson. The others are allowed to help, but not in the discussion. So, situation, city council, city government wants no more vehicles in the city center. Every party has its own sheet with information on what you think about it. The group of aldermen, you will stay there, discuss amongst yourselves. The coalition party red. The coalition party red, stay there and discuss amongst yourselves how you're going to address this problem. The coalition party blue is over there.
Guys,
stay there. You can discuss amongst yourselves how you're going to address the problem. And then the three opposition parties, white, green and yellow, go into the hall next to this one.
Hey, hold on.
White on the left, green on the far right and yellow on the close right. In 5 minutes, I will ask you, your spokespersons, to give the first opinion or amendments on this situation. 5 minutes from now, we'll start a debate. Good luck, have fun.
Okay, guys, listen to me. I don't care.
Pop, 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 pop.
Jullie hebben geen schijn van kans.
Uitlaten.
Oh ja,
contactenstijl 407. 407 voor de heer Mike op de koel.
Doe ze even normaal, man.
Contactenstijl 407 voor de heer op de koel. 407 voor de heer op de koel.
Wil iemand Michael uit de ballenbak halen?
Nee.
Jullie gaan eraan.
idee. Ik ben nu echt door mijn pillen heen. Nee. Ik heb geen idee. Kijk even op die bank.
Right. Now, this is an exciting moment. Especially for the ones of you who hadn't realized that we're going to do this in English. We're going to do this in English, so everyone can understand the debate. And I trust that all of you have elected a spokesperson to start up the debate. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give every party a couple of minutes to set up what they think should happen, reactions, and what they think should change. After that, we'll have a short break, and you can talk amongst yourselves per party what you think of it, and then I'll open up a free debate, and you'll have to try and convince the others to take your position. And in the end, we'll take a vote. And the conclusion of that vote is simply the thing that then formally needs to be done by the aldermen. And as the aldermen need to execute whatever decision you make, we also give them the position to give some comments on your positions. Okay, this sounds like a small circus, but it's going to be fun. Firstly, I'd like to ask the opposition party, the white party, the smallest opposition party, to take their position, use the mic, and start off. Good luck.
Well, dear people of the council, we agree with the proposal because it's good for the environment and it's much safer for the people who walk on the streets and ride their bikes because they can't get run
slowly,
over.
Slowly.
Because they can't
take
get
it easy,
run
otherwise
over.
The people on the internet will not be able to understand you. Slowly and take some distance to the mic. You'll be okay.
We agree with the proposal because it's good for the environment and it's much safer for the people who walk on the streets and ride their bike because they can't get run over by cars or something. But we only agree if the bars and discos can't be touched because then the younger people will hang out and drink alcohol on the streets and make a lot of noise and then people will complain. So the bars and discos should not be touched, but the streets should be closed for vehicles.
Right, well, that's an interesting position. Might I ask the Red Party, part of the coalition, how they think about this whole situation?
Dear Council, we agree with the proposal because when there are less cars in the center of the city, people feel safer and they have... people feel safer and it's
There's
less
two
noise.
Microphones on, so the... There you go, thank you.
People feel safe and it's less noisy. If there are no cars, people will have more space for recreation and such things. But if we are gonna kick the cars out of the center, people will have to pay a lot for the parking tickets, and we would like to make those tickets much more cheaper, because it's not fair if you have to park them and you will have to pay a lot of money. And so we agree with it, but we just want to make the parking tickets much cheaper.
Okay, that's a clear position. I don't see a lot of people writing things down, and I know you're all very intelligent, so you don't need to. But the thing is, if you want to debate with each other, you should know what the other one is thinking and saying. I've already heard two positions, one from the White Party, who doesn't agree and says something about bars and discotheques, and one from the Red Party, who said something about agreeing but parking tariffs. Okay. than the opposition party with the beautiful color of yellow. How is your position, the yellow party?
It's a bad idea, but there are some good points. If we like the living conditions in the city center of the city are better, and if we took off to the cars into the city center, the traffic volume is lower than this, and there are will be less accident because there are no cars in the center. But if we do that, we must create new parks, car parks, because the people need to the car parks because they are comes to the office by car or the other part. And excuse me. And
you're doing wonderful, take care. Yeah.
The car is safe. And we need that, but it's this 4 hours is it's not enough for the economic.
Clear position as well from the yellow party. I'm wondering what the blue party thinks about all of this. Blue party.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
This our is what party? All politicians always do. Just wave at mom.
Okay. Our party agrees with the proposal, and we hope that city can also get more money for parking because the people who come to the center will be obliged to park their cars. This extra money we would like to use for a new entertainment area outside the center, because there are many complaints of the people who live in the center because of the bars and discos there. But we will only agree if the terrace will go up so this new entertainment area can be built. I hope I'm loud and clear.
Very good, thank you. Then the last party to say something is the Green Party, also an opposition party. I don't know who the spokesperson for that party is, but whoever it is, please stand up, sit up straight so the photographer can make beautiful pictures of you.
So, I'm in the TV. Hi, Mom. First of all, I gotta make a question that do we have for the changes, because there were cars in that area and there always will be cars, and I think there weren't any accidents that caused any accidents, so we don't have to change it, we don't have to ban the cars from the area because there are people who live there and they got cars as the others, so they have to use their cars and we don't have to ban their cars from there. They want to park their cars as the others. And I don't know.
Well, your fellow people in the same party are allowed to help out if they want to and if they can. But I understand that you're against the proposal.
Yes, I'm against.
You're against the proposal. And with special attention to the parking of cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we've got 5 parties. You've all heard each other. And I'm going to give you now 5 minutes to decide for yourselves what your positions should be towards the other parties. In 5 minutes, I will ask you back here, and then we'll start a proper debate amongst each other. You'll be allowed to ask things of the other party. You will be allowed to attack verbally, by word, the other party. And if you need to, you should defend again verbally, by word, towards the other parties. At the end of the debate, depends on how it goes, we'll have another short break, or we'll go straight to a vote. Okay, 5 minutes to digest for yourselves what the other parties have said and what you should think about it. I'll see you back in 5 minutes. Oh, hold on. Sorry. I forgot, and there you see. I am an employee of the city council. So there's one group that I always forget. And that's the people who have to do the nitty-gritty work. The aldermen. They might have a position on all the things you have said. And I've completely forgotten about them. But that has nothing to do with you guys. So, I can tell that the aldermen have already picked out a spokesperson. Good luck.
It's very good that the proposal goes through, because it's very good for the people. You get healthier people. Much more people must cycle. It's also good. And less traffic accidents. So it's really good and better for the shopping, because more people can now shop and not getting bothered by other traffic. And the car is better for the environment. So we are for the proposal.
Very good. I might give you a hint on how we're going to do the debate in 5 minutes' time. Again, I will go to the aldermen and I will ask them to firstly react on all the positions of the other parties, because they have to tell, they have to do, and they execute the decisions you take. So their position on what the other five parties thought was necessary to say, your position is going to be interesting, especially for the coalition parties. 5 minutes, and then the alderman will start.
Are all parties complete? Or are the people missing still?
Diego? Jij gaat eraan.
Ja.
Is the council complete? Are all councillors in the room? Please take your seat.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, this city council is in session. And as we decided beforehand, we'll first hear the position of the aldermen on all the things that all parties have deliberated earlier on. And I must say that I'd like to compliment the group of aldermen on the way they get their information from this room.
Okay, first the blue party. We totally agree. We think it's good to get more money. Yeah, we think it's just all good. The red party we don't agree with, because the city must not lower the tariffs for parking, because it's already too low and you shouldn't lower it, because that would not be that's not good. That's why it's part of your corner. Oh yeah. And yeah. And we agree with better living conditions. We also agree with don't touch the bars, but the traffic must stop. So if that touch bars, that don't bother us. And the parking tariffs must also not go lower. So we don't agree with white. And the yellow party, we also don't agree, because it's not bad for the shops, because the shops only go better if the traffic there stops, because the shoppers have more room to shop, so it's better for the shoppers and for the shops, so more jobs will come, so that's good. And it is necessary that the living conditions go better, because a lot of people die because of the smog and the traffic death, so it's good that the traffic will stop. That's all.
Okay, you've all heard the spokesperson for the group of aldermen, and if I'm correct, they do not want to change anything about the situation, and they only agree with the people who agreed with them. Now that's interesting, because of the coalition group of 20 against 19. Politics is all about who has the majority. So, that in mind, I'm going to do it in the same order as I did before. First, I'm going to ask the White Party what their opinion is at the moment after hearing all the other parties and the group of aldermen.
For the Blue Party, the parking tariffs are high enough already, and it's not necessary to finance a new entertainment area, because there already is one and it shouldn't be touched, because it's fine already. There's nothing wrong with it. So that's why you shouldn't touch the bars and the discos, and then you also don't need to raise the parking tariffs, because people pay enough already for it. And for the red party...
Sorry. If the blue party wants to react, you're allowed to. And what you do is raise your hand, and I will help you to start up.
Nee.
But I don't show any hands, so White Party, continue.
Moet je andere partijen aanvallen of niet? Oké. for the Red Party, you also shouldn't lower the parking tariffs, because the people with the people want to park there and you get too little space. The money needs to be spent to new parking area so they can grow, so more people can park there. And then also the bars and discos will be visited very well. And everybody can then park their cars. And if you lower it, you can't finance new parking spaces, and then you will have two less parking spaces. And Mira.
Yes, we have a reaction there. Please state your party and start.
I think it's not fair if people have to pay the same amount for their parking tickets if they actually have to park their car on that place. So you park your car on that place and you still have to pay the same amount of money for a reason you can't do anything about.
That was a reaction from the Red Party. You can carry on or react to the Red Party. It's your choice.
So you want free parking?
Red Party.
No, I just want to lower the prices a little bit, because when people have to park their cars on that particular place, it's not fair for them, because they will have to park the car there, and so they still have to pay that much money.
Okay, thank you, right, Red Party. White Party, do you wish to continue? Or were you finished?
I think we're finished. I don't know. Well, oh yeah, for the Yellow Party, I don't think it will be bad for the shops, because people now can grab their bike or walk and it's safer, so they can go. They still can go to the shops and it won't get worse of it. So that's why, yeah, well, I don't know actually. But this was it.
Okay, thank you. That was the White Party. Then I go to the Red Party. Red Party, you were already in debate with the White Party. Do you wish to comment on the other parties?
The Yellow Party says the traffic still has to go on. They say the traffic has to go on, because if the traffic stops in the center, we have to build new parking lots. But if you build the new parking lots, you will get some money from them. Even if you lower the price, like I already said, you still make money from it, because people will have to park their car there, but just for a lower price. And the blue party.
Hold on, just a minute. Yellow Party, do you wish to comment? Because that's allowed. You may think about it, but you can also do it later. But it's your choice.
So if the traffic is stopped and you say that, right, we need to the space. But what's the place and what's the cost if you can reach that?
Can you repeat that?
So if you live in the city center.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got a car, but you don't have to park in the city center because this part. And you must pay it for to the other part of the tower.
Yeah, but if you live here in the city center, and you have to park your car somewhere around here, you already had to pay. And if you live here, you are not gonna park your car all the way to the other side of the city, because you have to walk enormous amounts. So you just park your car nearby, and that's why.
That's okay.
Good.
Red Party, you were going to address the Blue Party. Carry
on. Yes. The Blue Party said we need more entertaining areas. Well, I think it's actually good to do that, because we like to close the bars too, because people always get drunk and you always have trouble with them. But people are already drinking on the streets, so maybe you can in place of make some bars, you make just some places where people can hang out without alcohol or something, and some more entertaining areas like maybe a new soccer field or something, or just some places where people can hang out instead of bars.
Was that it?
That was it.
Okay, thank you. Blue Party, do you wish to comment, or otherwise we will do that later when it's your turn?
Yes.
Okay. Then I will ask the Yellow Party to comment on the other parties. And remember, if you want to, you can start a discussion.
Okay. For the Blue Party, if you build an entertaining era outside of the city center, people who live there will be hear a lot of loud noise. And how are you going to make sure that that doesn't happen?
Okay, how are you going to make sure that the lots of loud noises are not going to happen that will keep people awake and will disturb people? Well, this is the political debate. You're asked a question, and it's bloody difficult to come up with an answer while you're in the middle of a debate and you're trying to prepare for your own position. I saw a wave, so there you go.
There are less people outside of the center than inside of the center, I think. So you move that entertainment areas to outside the center, so less people. are disturbed by drunk people and singing people and hawking people. So, what do you say?
Okay. Yellow Party, you've had an answer, but I can see that the White Party also wants to start up.
Well, you say you want to move the entertainment area outside of the city, but why shouldn't you not touch the entertainment area, which is good already, and move the houses so they can live quiet and everything? So why move the entertainment area if it's good already? And give people outside the city more space to live and live quiet.
Blue Party, can you answer that?
I don't understand your question.
Oh, that's a very good technique. Please repeat.
Well, you want to move the entertainment area outside of the city.
Yes.
But why move the entertainment area? You can also move the houses or the living areas so people have more space to live and it's more quiet outside the city. So why move the entertainment area if you can also move the living area?
White Party is saying move the houses, don't move the entertainment area.
There are more houses than entertainment areas in the center, yes? So it's easier and cheaper to move the entertainment areas than the houses. People have already an house, and it's not fair to move that people because they live there.
Okay, thank you. Yellow Party, you were in the middle of your position. Were you finished or do you want to carry on?
I've got some question.
Okay.
For the red part, if you make the parking cheaper, the government doesn't get less money, and we are already in the crisis, so that won't help.
Red Party, where's the money?
You lose them?
The good technique now is to say, could you repeat that question, please?
Well, I just said, if you make those new parking lots, people can park there, and you will make eventually the money back because even if the price is lower, people will still park there and you will make it back.
Okay, that's your answer. The White Party wants to intervene as well.
Okay.
Well, you want to lower the parking prices, but that's good that people will park there, but eventually the places are full and with low costs of parking tariffs, and you can finance new, bigger parking areas for more people to park. So eventually it will be full and a lot of people can't park anymore.
Okay, but when it's full, people are still parking there, right? So they are paying for their when they're parking. So if it's full, you make a lot of money because there are a lot of spaces where people park on and they pay right now. So I think that is enough to make maybe even a bigger parking lot or something. But you will make money from it.
Yeah, well, but if the parking prices are really low, then that will take a very long time and a lot of long time people can't park there.
But you just said if we move the traffic from the center, it's easier to for people to shop here. And
I didn't say that.
And they will park.
It's a different party.
And they will park somewhere around here. So if it's full, people just will pay for it. And if you have enough money to pay for it, well, you can stand there longer. And if it's full, now the people pay, so it's you get a lot of money and you can make bigger parking lots.
This is also a good technique. My compliments. Just keep talking and you'll always get it right in the end. Very good. That's what happens in real politics as well. I see a lot of hands going up in the air, so more people want to join the debate, and that's always good. First, I want to start in that corner, and then I go to that corner. There you go. Which party are you from?
Yellow.
Yellow party. Second spokesperson.
We are also in a crisis right now, so if you make the parking cheaper, we will never win that money back. Because we need money right now, and if you make parking cheaper, we will never... You have to build first the parking places, so we will never win that money back.
Yeah, but
okay,
if you
okay,
want...
Okay, hold on. Before you react, I first want the second spokesperson behind you.
There's a new parking center. There's developed, and that's under the ground. You put your car in it, and the machine goes under the city, and then you don't have the problems.
And yeah. Now I have an interruption. Hold on, I have an interruption from the Green Party on the other side of the room. Green Party.
Why don't we demolish the whole place? We don't have to care about it.
Demolish the whole place. The first time that a city council will take that for as yes for that question.
Who's against
still has
that?
To happen, I'm afraid. But we'll still take a vote. White Party.
If you want to make that underground parking space, you need to finance that, and with a low parking tariff, that isn't possible. And or it will take a very long time because you still get money, but if you get less money, then it will take a way longer time, and then a long time people can't park their cars.
Well, if you don't dare to invest some money, you will never make it back. So if you don't even try to do something about it, it's never going to work.
Okay, I'm going to finish off this discussion. Because Yellow was still making its position.
Yep.
I will ask Yellow to finish that one off, and then we'll go to the remaining two parties.
The last one question. Again to Red. The people who live in the city center have to walk home because you can't park your car in front of your house because you are not allowed to drive in the city center. And what's the place who these people they can't move without to the car?
Well, if you have...
Hold on, Red Party. I see several hands behind you for third and fourth spokesperson. Ladies first, and then you.
The people don't live in the city center, they live in the neighborhoods around it. So they just walk, they can park their car in front of their houses.
Okay, that's one position. Then the fourth spokesperson.
Yes, but we never spoke of that you can park by your house. We only talked about the parking place where you have to pay, that the price gets cheaper. And if there are houses in those streets where you can park, then it's good that the prices of the parking lots are lowered, because it's easier to park there for the people who live there, and it's much cheaper. So they will park there, and you get your money, or else they will park somewhere else, and you get nothing.
Okay, that was several answers to your question. Are you finished, Yellow?
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. Then I will ask the Blue Party to give their position. Or was your position already in answering the questions before? I'll give Blue some time to think about it, but first go to Green. The Green Party, do you want to ask questions or state another position? Oh, there we go, on the second ring, ladies.
Yes, we would like to ask some questions. Firstly, from the parties who are for the proposal. Do the people need it? We believe, firstly, we should ask them about it. Is it need for them, or they can live together with the cars and so on? And the other one is for the Blue Party. In general, the car parking prices are expensive now, and if you want to get more money from car parking and you want to make it higher, the people will choose another city supermarket, for example. So how much would you like to higher the price of parking?
Okay, so the first question was for the?
For the parties who are for red.
Right, okay.
For the red.
And the second was for the red party?
No, the first one for the red and second one for the blue.
Right, okay. The first one for the red party, can you answer that question?
Yes. If people can live without having to look very carefully before they cross the street, it's much easier for them, and they would love to go shopping, because right now sometimes you have to wait more than a minute before you can cross the street, so people get annoyed and they just want to go home. And living with the cars, yes, everybody does that, but don't you like it if you can just have a good time when you're shopping with your friends and you just walk everywhere without having to care about all the cars?
Yes, but if you do, for instance, if you do the weekend shopping and you have lots of bags and packets, how do you serve it to home?
Well, you, maybe some shops can get some
shopping carts.
If shops just have some shopping carts or something where you can put your bags in, you can just walk with them to your car just outside the center, and you can just have a great time. And with other cars, there are going to be less accidents, and so you can get your ambulances and everything on places where it's more important.
Okay, thank you. I would like the White Party to state their position or the question in short. Then I'll go back to Green and ask whether they're finished, and then Blue will have the final say on their position. And after that, I'll give you 2 minutes to take a vote, because the rest of the program needs to carry on for you guys as well. First, White, short question or position.
You say you can put your bags in shopping carts and then go walk outside the city and then put your bags in your car that you parked outside the city. And then you have to walk to your car with your shopping cart. Then you have to bring it back to the store. And then you have to walk back to your car. So you have to walk a lot of times outside the city. So that's way too long. That's not a good
plan. Well, maybe you can just, the shops can make some sort of storage for the cars next to the parking lot. And once a day, just two or three people from the shop get there and bring the cars back to the shop. So you won't have to deal with them.
Okay, that was an answer to the question. Green Party, do you want to carry on or were you finished?
We finished it, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Blue Party, your position, please.
We will... we are... we agree with whites and we agree with reds, and we don't want any cars in the city, so there won't be any parking places. So it's won't. Isn't a problem of how expensive the parking tickets are, because there won't be any extra parking places necessary.
Okay, I've got one question from the Yellow Party. Please do.
If we make a new parks place, it's again we can't to pay again, and it's not too expensive.
What?
So you say the not problem, it isn't the problem to the high price, to the ticket parks. But you say you make a new park place.
No, we don't make any more parking places. There won't be any more parking places necessary. Because there won't be any cars in the center. So why do you need parking places if there are no cars? That's our point.
Because you close the door, you can't go in. And if you close to the road, you can't park there.
You can't park there?
Yeah.
Where?
Into the center.
Oh, you can't park outside. Yes, you can park outside the center, right? There are parking places there, right?
Yeah, and what is the... When the all parks there is full?
Well, there will be, we already have buses, trains, so you don't have to come with the car. And even now there are already parking places there, right? So, here in Holland, we cycle very much, very a lot, so yeah. I don't think there will be many parking places necessary.
Okay, I saw one more question from the Yellow Party for the second spokesperson. After that position or question, I will ask the alderman to give a short reaction on if they want to keep this situation as it is and the proposition as it is. Then I will give you a couple of minutes, short, in which you will stay in this room and decide whether you're going to vote against or for this proposition. Yellow second spokesperson for the final round.
So you want to take away all the parking places in the city, right?
Yes.
But that will be expensive. And then you... And that will cost money.
No, because, look, when you remove all the parking places, it isn't necessary anymore, there will be a lot more space for shops and stores and new houses, and that's for the economics, right?
Yeah, but you need people who can remove the parking places, so that will cost money.
Yeah, but
and people will buy the shops, that will cost money.
But you will invest in it, right? It won't... At first, it will cost money, but in a few years, it will pay back.
But you also have shops who have like their own boss, so the government will not have any money from
no,
that.
No, but the boss, the store will be in a house, and the boss has to pay rent for the house. Right? That's common.
Okay, well, I don't think the two parties will agree in the end. I've got one more remark here from the Red Party. I will ask you to keep it very, very short.
Yes, people move to the edge of the city because it's tranquil there. There's not a lot of noise. All the cars should park here in the center. When you move all the parking spots to the edge of the center, the people who live there will complain about it. And again, it's too far away from the center.
Yes, you have a point, but yes, she says it's very healthy to walk. But I think it's. But why do you want to take the car to the center if you're not allowed to go with the car in the center, right? It's.
Okay, your position is clear. I'll ask the alderman for one final comment on what they want to do with their proposition. And if they don't change their proposition, it's the proposition you know that you will vote on in a couple of minutes. After the aldermen have finished, I will ask our local councillors, three people over there, to join the parties again and advise what to do or what not to do. Okay, aldermen. Your final round, short please.
No cars in the center, so we also don't need the parking spaces, so that are we going to sell to the shops, so the shops can get bigger, and no lowering of the prices from the parking spaces.
I can tell that the aldermen are very happy with what they've just done. And now the big question is, are you happy with what they've done? So, 2 minutes. Do not leave this room. Talk amongst yourselves per party and decide whether you're going to vote a yay or a nay. 2 minutes.
Vote for Batman.
Yes, it's good.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Nem mondom meg.
Beleegyeztek?
Hagyjál békén.
Mi?
Hagyjál békén.
Nem mindegy, hát nem. Fráter. 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 Gyere, csinálj rólam egy fotót. De, légy szíves. Na, légy szíves. Itt van.
Wolf for Batman.
Egy ilyet, légy szíves.
Put the mic on, Junge.
Hey, daar gaan we Lushu halen.
Ja, sowieso.
Lushu.
Vanavond?
Vanavond.
Black and yellow.
Hey. Kes.
Right, we're going loose.
Nee, dat is fuck, jongen man.
Nee.
Szabó Tamás.
Okay.
De most már. És azt is felismeri, hogy a pislogsz.
As usual, we start by checking if everyone is here. Are we all complete? Because in a couple of minutes, we'll do the vote. And if we take the vote, and we're not complete, then the numbers change. Right. Everybody is here. You've heard what the alderman said, and now, per party, I would like to know whether you're going to vote for or against. You don't have to wave anything in the air yet. I just want to know your position, in short. And after that, we'll ask you to put up your colored papers when you're for or against. And then Willem, next to me, will start counting. And then we'll check who has the majority. The aldermen and their coalition or the opposition. So, in the same order, White Party, what is your position on the proposition that's on the table right now?
Well, we agree because... because... Yeah.
Nee.
We agree because we also want the cars to, what was it? The cars to disappear because that's much safer, as long as they don't touch bars or discos.
Okay, White Party agrees. Then we go to the Red Party.
We are against this. Of course, the shops part is good, but we still want those lower parking tariffs. Just think about it. When those tariffs are lower, more people will come, which means better profits for the shops in here. Those profits can cover the loss we make with the lower parking tariffs. And the lower parking tariffs is also better for the people because... we are in the middle of the crisis right now. Just some people just can't miss those few euros each month.
A clear
That's
position.
Our point.
Then the Yellow Party.
So we don't agree because we think it's a bad idea. Because who live in the city center want to know to the these cars are unsafe and they want to be parked there, because if they car another part of the tower, they thinking into the bed, so my car is safe and tomorrow when he go to his car, he's so nothing because someone else thief their car.
Again, a clear position. This is getting interesting in opposition and coalition terms. The second coalition party, the Blue Party, what do you think?
We agree with the aldermen because we want the cars out of the center, and that's going to happen according to the aldermen. So that's our point.
Clear. Then, finally, the Green Party. What do you think?
We are still against the proposal because it's unnecessary to ban the cars from the city center. That's all.
Thank you. Also, a very clear position. Now, you've all had maths in your classes, so I think you could predict what the outcome will be, but this process is too much fun not to do. Can I ask all the people who are in favor of the proposition of the aldermen to raise their colored papers? And mind you, the aldermen are not allowed to vote. In favor of the proposition of the aldermen, please hold up high, whoops, hold up and pretty high your colored pieces of paper. All those in favor? And can I, thank you very much. Can I see all the colored papers who are against the proposition by the aldermen?
What is the green vote?
Green.
En die twee die horen bij ja, bij de blue. Oké.
Okay. Thank you. Now this is one of the most difficult jobs in this hall. How much votes are there against and for? You've got the numbers?
For 16 and against 23.
For this proposition are 16 votes and against are 23. The proposition is thrown out by the City Council. Alderman, bad luck. Okay, people, a couple of things which I would like to say. I enjoyed this role play very much. I think you did a wonderful job in trying to debate in another language with each other on a subject which is pretty difficult. I must say that in real life, if this would happen to a proposition of the alderman, then the opposition would normally move to bring in to the discussion a motion of distrust in which the aldermen are kindly requested to bugger off or to submit their seat back to the City Council because they've lost an important vote and they've not been able to convince the majority of the council to agree with them. On important votes, aldermen really want to do this, and if that doesn't happen, there will be a motion in the City Council asking them to retreat and give back their alderman seat to the City Council. Well, that could be a dramatic outcome of this debate, but the most dramatic thing we've done today is keep you a bit longer than was expected. But I enjoyed it very much. I hope you have a bit of an insight in local democracy. And for the future, I would love to see you back being a member of a city council, a member of a parliament. But whatever you do, make sure your opinion is always heard. Thank you very much. And now, if you all come to the center of the hall, we'll make a nice picture of you in the town hall.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Peace. Peace. No.